Welcome back to another episode of Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hey,
yeah.
So,
yes.
So, this is the second question from Marina-san.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm gonna briefly read again the message.
Yes, please.
質問したいことは、人は企業勤め向きの性格と独立やフリーランス向きの性格に分かれると思いますか？また、お二人は企業勤めは自分に向かないという思いから前の職をお辞めになったのでしょうか？それとも企業勤めも好きだけれど、自分のやりたいことをやりたいという気持ちが勝ったという感じでしょうか？
Alright.
So this was the message, original message.
Yeah.
We answered the first question in the last episode, but this is going to be the second question, which is, 企業勤めは自分に向かないという思いから辞めたのか、それとも企業勤めも好きだけど、自分のやりたいことをやりたいという気持ちが勝ったのか。
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about you, man?
I'm the second one. 企業勤めも好きだけど、自分のやりたいことをやりたいという気持ちが勝った。
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, easy question to me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of having a good time in the company, actually. Co-workers wasn't that, bad, except one kacho. They were all like very kind and kind of uplifting, cheering, funny, fun.
Yeah.
But honest at the same time, people. So I was having good relationship and, you know, what I did in reality wasn't that, bad to me.
Yeah.
I found good things and good, you know, dream in it. So wasn't that bad actually. And I kind of good at working in a company, you know, in a old oji-san boss and younger people contacting, speaking. I was kind of enjoying those every day actually. So I wasn't like hating in the big company. But still, I, you know, yeah, 自分のやりたいことをやりたいという気持ちが勝った。Well, exactly. That's what I, thought.
Right. Yeah. I feel like out of the three, of the members out of three, your explanation, you're especially good at like human relationship within an organization, kind of.
Oh.
I think, you know.
Thank you.
Like what you just mentioned, like the connection, like the bridge you create between your boss and your kohais.
Well, I don't know if I'm a good at, but I like it.
You like it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that nature you have itself is just gifted, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know? I can't enjoy it, so that's a head start for you, you know, because you're already enjoying it.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's the same with you.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed some part of the Kigyo Zutome, but I waited out.
Yeah.
And it was, Dokuritsu was better for me. So I chose that.
Okay. So you were in the middle zone people, actually.
I was in the middle zone people.
And so you take everything in your, calculation and made a decision.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What I liked about Kigyo Zutome was the stable income. Stable income and being protected by the company even if you fuck up.
So yeah.
That's and
okay.
Colleague relationships.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are good.
Okay.
Like, you know, being able to, you know, say Gucci about Joshi to the other kohais and listening to them and laughing. That was fun for you.
Yeah, izakaya.
You go to izakaya and you talk about your shit stuff at work. That was nice. Like it feels like you're really creating a bond with them. That feeling of friendship was nice.
Yeah.
But I guess that's it.
Okay. But the stable incomes are big.
Big.
Huge
role. Yeah. Absolutely huge.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's huge, actually.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's looking huge. Back, mm-hmm. after I have quitted my job,
mm-hmm.
and have been thought about when I had been in a company,
mm-hmm.
how stable I was.
Yeah. Right.
Like, no worry about money,
uh-huh.
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any other, like, pros and cons
mm-hmm.
In your mind when you decided to?
I feel like your insecurities are also a big part of this quitting a job,
mm-hmm.
starting a new one. I think a big factor, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know what those are. You know what the insecurities are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Like, luckily I was okay with it. Like, my insecurities wasn't at the point where, like, I cared about what people would think if I quit a job and started my own thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, some people have relationships with their parents, right? It creates resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they had expectation from their parents to go to this, to climb the corporate ladder and have the cliche,
mm-hmm.
stereotypical, you know, salaryman life.
Yeah.
Or they had that expectation from their parents, and it's resentful. It leaves something in their heart to reject that and start your own thing. That turns into, like, you know, unhealthy
mm-hmm.
kind of mentality, with the relationship with your parents. I feel like that happens, or with your friends, right? Other, elite friends, right? When you meet with the other elite friends and they're like climbing that ladder and they're having that raise and they're having that
mm-hmm.
Stuff, right? They're having that kyujitsu with the girl, mm-hmm. or like that, and then you're not. That gets into your insecurities and all those things.
Yeah.
Or your siblings could too.
Yeah.
All those things could happen. And luckily I was okay with it, but I feel like a lot of people really stumble on that.
That's the factor. Very big one too.
Yeah.
Like, luckily, me too, I wasn't that mm-hmm. in deeply those world, environment.
Yeah.
I was lucky, but yeah, there's so many people struggling with all these social
mm-hmm.
like pressures and true. When you think about the stableness anyway, now some people say that company is no longer stable in uh-huh. this, like, 2021.
Yeah.
It's a buka or those. But how do you think about this?
Yeah.
Do you agree with it?
Okay.
Or?
I don't agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
I think companies are stable.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're protected if you're under a company. And
yeah.
If the company goes bust, then you're... you can't eat, then I feel like the society would protect you from it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're a freelancer or like dokuritsu and you fuck up, you don't really have support.
True.
So I think that's a different scenario here. That's a different type of risk you're holding.
Yeah.
True, the company may go bust and that company ladder you're climbing up fell down, but You'll probably have some sort of security there.
Yeah, there's a different level.
You
probably
have a safety net, you know?
Yeah, it's
a different... Yeah, I think it's a different type.
Yeah. Well, me too, actually. I don't agree with those opinions, actually, mm-hmm. because companies are, like, very protected.
Yeah.
Like, way more protected than We are, actually. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, I was in a travel agency, mm-hmm. which was, like very big. Mm-hmm. And, but now, as in this environment, no one travels around, you know. So my company is kind of, my former company was, you know, very like terrible situation. Mm-hmm. Well, but still. They've got money, like huge money from the government, mm-hmm. huge money from so many banks.
Yes.
And, you know, that happens. Right. They found new jobs. They have connections to so many places. Yeah. So I felt that they are like completely like, you know, oh, it's not 100% stable, of course.
Yeah.
We never know what is going to be happen, but... Yeah.
Not to mention the government bails them out, right?
Uh-huh.
They, you bail out is bail a company out.
Kind of save?
Yeah. When it's about to go bankrupt, the government saves.
Put money in.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. Like ANA, right? Was it ANA?
JAL.
Yeah, right. They're about to go bust, and the company saved them.
True.
Probably that would happen to all the other big companies too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it gives a minus effect to the Japan
mm-hmm. and, economy.
Yeah. I'm not a specialist. I don't know, but like,
yeah.
There's a great possibility that government would bail them out, and the employees there would be all saved and everything.
True.
Yeah.
So. So,
yeah,
your stand is not something like black or white. It's not completely like this or this.
Right.
There's so many people in between, and you will be completely depending on your situation and your things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's so many factors.
Yeah. And you are too, actually.
I am in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And I have weighed my pros and cons.
Uh-huh.
And I just one person that decided to be on the Dokurite side.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.